The auto industry is moving ahead at full speed to develop autonomous cars, even though surveys have consistently shown that consumers, by and large, are not asking for them. Now, make no mistake, autonomous cars can have benefits. Just think about the vision-impaired people who would suddenly have mobility. Or think about the aging population who may pose dangers to themselves and other drivers if they stay behind the wheel beyond their ability to safely control a vehicle. After the technology industry, which stands to make billions of dollars from this transformation, the insurance industry is probably the most excited about autonomous cars, since there is widespread belief that autonomous vehicles will reduce accidents and thus will reduce insurance claims. Maybe. But what about that period during the transition, when thousands of autonomous cars are sharing the road with cars driven by human beings? How safe is that going to be? It's a question we put to Scott Hall, an auto industry expert and CEO of Swapalease, a company helping consumers exit their auto leases early.
You know what? I think you're asking a great question, and actually one I was kicking around with some colleagues the other day. Because if, you know, as it sits now, essentially every vehicle on the road is human controlled. I mean, I know there's a handful of exceptions as they're testing autonomous vehicles. And as we all know, that works pretty well, but there's still accidents and problems and what have you. If you were to go all the way over to autonomous and take all the human drivers off the road, it would arguably be safer for everyone and have less accidents and what have you. I think what remains to be seen, though, is exactly the scenario you're bringing up, is when you have both types of those vehicles on the road, you know, what exactly is going to happen? And another interesting question that comes up out of that, and this is something somebody brought up to me the other day, is one of the things that automotive manufacturers are struggling with is, what if a vehicle is going down a road and it has two options in order to avoid some sort of a problem, and both of those options are not good options? You know, who makes those types of judgment calls in terms of what's the ethical decision to make?
So far, there have been a few accidents involving autonomous cars and cars driven by humans, but in just about every case, it has been the human driver who has been at fault. Hall says this may or may not turn out to be a significant problem, however, since technology may make human-controlled cars safer too.
You know, once you have a good segment of completely autonomous vehicles on the road and you still have human-controlled cars as well, it's probably fair to say the majority of those human-controlled cars at that point will have a fair amount of autonomous systems built into them, or systems built into them from a safety standpoint that will help those two types of vehicles coexist better on the road.
So maybe we need to rethink what an autonomous car really is. It could be a car that drives itself, but Hall says it might not.
I'm sure you've seen commercials or may even have a vehicle that if for whatever reason your focus strays, your attention strays, and your car will stop itself when it senses something in front of it.
And that's good news for consumers, because despite all the excitement about fully autonomous cars, most consumers aren't going to be able to afford one, at least not right away. The auto industry is highly reluctant to discuss prices, but one industry source has suggested that top-of-the-line autonomous vehicles could cost $250,000, at least in the early years. If autonomous safety features, now available on popular cars as expensive options, soon become standard, then the roads may be safer for everyone, no matter who is behind the wheel. I'm Mark Huffman.